ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః హరిహి ఓం. శ్రీమద్ భగవద్గీత చాప్టర్ 15 పురుషోత్తమ యోగ శ్లోక 15. సర్వస్య చాహం హృది సన్నివిష్టః మత్త స్మృతిర్జ్ఞానమపోహనం చ వేదైశ్చ సర్వైరహమేవ వేద్యః వేదాంతకృత్ వేద విదేవ చాహం. సో ఇన్ దిస్ శ్లోక Krishna concludes the topic of Sarvatma Bhavaha, that is, I am everything. He says, Aham Sarvasya Hridi Sannivishtaha. I am very much present. Nivishtaha means present. Sannivishtaha means very well present. As the very Chaitanyam, as the Chaitanya Rupena, I am present. Where? Hridi. So, in the heart. యో వేద నిహితం గుహాయాం పరమే వ్యోమన్. సో హీ అహమాత్మా గుడాకేశ సర్వభూతస్య. సో ది వీ హ్యావ్ ఆల్రెడీ సీ ఆన్ సీన్ ఆల్ ది శ్లోకాస్. సో హీ ఈస్ స్టే ది చైతన్యం ఈస్ ప్రసెంట్ ఇన్ ది హృదయం, అండ్ హృదయం రెప్రజెంట్స్ అంతఃకరణం, అండ్ వీ హ్యావ్ సీన్ దట్ బిఫోర్ ఎర్లియర్. సో హృదయం ఈస్ గోళకం. గోళకం ఈస్ దిస్ ఈస్ ది గ్రాస్ బాడీ. Mind is the indriyam, is the subtle body, the subtle part. And for the mind, the golakam, the physical part, is hridayam. So the heart is the physical part and mind is the subtle part. For the chakshur indriyam, for the eyes are the golakam, for the eyesight. And for the shrotrendriyam, the ears are the golakam. And for the mana indriyam, the hridayam is golakam. We already are familiar with the terms golakam and indriyam and all that. And that is why when we have a feeling, we say heartfelt thanks, heartfelt appreciation, all that. So hridi, hridi means antakkarane, sannivishtaha, I am present as the very chaitanyam, the sakshi, the witness, the illuminator of everything. And how do we prove it? Krishna says, what proof is necessary? Every function of the mind is because of me. And what are those? Smritihi, jnanam, apohanancha. Smriti. Smriti refers to memory, which is a very, very important thing in day-to-day life, because all our further progress is based on the previous memory. You judge a thing as good or bad from previous memory. Otherwise, we will be doing, A for apple every day. That's what we will be doing, because we won't have any memory faculty. And jnanam. Jnanam refers to the knowledge. That is another function of the mind. And the Lord says, apohanancha. Another function of the mind is forgetfulness. Thank God, we can forget things. Krishna says, that is also another very important function, because many of our sufferings and difficulties are forgotten in due course. So they said time is a cure for many of the sorrows, because in time things are erased from the mind. So remember, memory is also a blessing. So is also forgetfulness. Otherwise, people will remember their past janma. I was a cat or I was a dog, all those kinds of things. And so I was a cat and you were a rat. Let us continue the fight even in this janma. So we will keep fighting in the janma also. So both are blessings only. But the problem is what? What should be remembered and what should be forgotten? In the class, actually, many people will say the jokes are all very good. Whenever we try to explain some subtle point, we create either some jokes or some similes and all that. And they say the jokes are all very nice. And if you ask many people why that joke was told, most of them would have forgotten. Joke is only incidental, but the substance is forgotten, then it is misuse of God's blessing. So if you have a quiz program and ask what for a particular joke was told, then we will know what, how people were really attentive or how much they could remember. So smritihi jnanam apohanancha mattaha. Mattaha means because of me, me alone. In short, every function of the mind is because of me alone. And what does that mean? Mind by itself is achetanam. That we know. Because it is born out of the panchabhutas. And what guna? Sattvaguna, Samashti Sattvaguna of the five elements gave rise to the mind. So mind is matter, therefore it cannot function of its own accord. So I alone pervade the mind, I the Chaitanyam alone pervade the mind in the form of what? Chidabhasa. We are familiar with all these terms. And having pervaded the mind as Chidabhasa, I make the mind capable of functioning. And now this can create perhaps another problem. The Lord had said that remembering is because of Him. Forgetfulness also is because of Him. And if you extend this rule, every function of the mind is because of Him. So Raga Dvesha also is because of Him. Then why do you blame me at all? So if a criminal is having a criminal thought, that also is because of the Lord only. So who must be put in jail? You should be very careful. Lord is responsible only for the Chaitanyam of the mind and not responsible for the determined, and it's not the direction of the mind that is not determined by the Lord. He is not responsible for the direction of the thought. He is only responsible for the Chaitanyam, not for the direction of the thought. Petrol, for example, is responsible for running of the car. It gives the moving power. But whether the car has to move on the road or on the pavement, that is not determined by petrol. Petrol's job is just to activate or enliven. Or another example we can think of is in the Surya Alokam Yata Janaha. In Atmabodha, Acharya says, the sun is responsible for the activity of people because sun alone brings the day, gives the light, sun energizes people. They are all fine. But whether people are doing a noble action or an ignoble action, the Surya is not responsible for that. That is why we call it as Sakshi, witness, in whose presence everything takes place. Or better word is Adhyakshaha, the presiding principle. So thus, I enliven the mind, I the Chaitanyam, the Lord, enliven the mind, but I do not determine the good and evil thoughts. That then good and evil thoughts are determined by whom then? By every individual. He has to do sadhanas and turn away the negative vasanas and develop good vasanas. Then Vedaischa Sarvaihi Ahameva Vedyaha. Through all the six scriptures, Vedaischa, I alone am to be known, Ahameva Vedyaha. That is, I am the Prameyam and I am the Pramatha, the Jnaya Vastu to be known by all. I am the only Vastu to be known by all. Vedavit also Ahameva, the Knower also I am, Jnata also I am, Jnaya also I am. So, the known also I am. Vetha asi vedyam asi. 11th chapter we already saw. So sarvaihi vedaihi ahameva vidyaha. And what about guru? And vedantakrit ahameva. Vedantakrit means a sampradaya kartha, a teacher. So I am the student, I am the teacher, I am the subject matter of the teaching also. In short, I am everything. That's what Krishna is telling Chaitanyam. Now the topic is changed from the 16th shloka onwards, when Brahman is said to be everything in the universe. That is Bhokta, Bhojyam, Annam, Annadaha, Jnata, Jnayam, all those things are Brahman only. That Brahman is Saguna Rupam or Nirguna Rupam now in this chapter. Certainly, when Brahman is in the form of the world being Saguna, it is the Saguna nature of the Brahman we are talking about. The Sopadika nature, relative nature of Brahman. Whenever we say Brahman is in the form of everything, we should know it is Nama, Rupa, Upadi, Sahitam, Brahma only, Saguna Brahman. Now in the following three shlokas, Krishna will introduce Nirgunam or Shuddham Brahma, the Nama Rupa Atitam Brahma, which he is going to call us Purushottamaha. That is the name he is giving. That is why this chapter is called Purushottama Yoga. Nirgunam Brahma is called Purushottama in this chapter. For this purpose, Krishna is going to divide the whole creation into three divisions. Namely, the entire material universe called Karya Prapanchaha, And the second one is the karanam of this creation, the maya or prakriti, karana prapanchaha, which is also material in nature. Both are matter only. All these things should be all very familiar to us. The difference is what? Karya prapancha is available in srishti kalam, at the time of srishti, whereas karana prapancha is available at pralaya kalam. Both are matter only. One is in manifest form, vyakta rupam. Other is in unmanifest form, avyakta rupam. And the third point is that he introduces here is the chaitanyam. That's what he's introducing, which is neither karyam nor karanam. Karyam is effect, karanam cause. So karya karana vilakshanam chaitanyam. That is the third factor. So normally in the seventh chapter we divide it into two factors. One is apara prakriti, matter, or para prakriti, consciousness, chaitanyam. The only difference is apara prakriti itself is subdivided into two. One is called karya rupa apara prakriti, or effectual matter, the effect, and second karana rupa apara prakriti, or the causal matter. And Krishna gives a different name also here. Karya prapancha he calls it as kshara purushaha. Kshara purushaha. And karana prapancha he calls it as akshara purushaha. Kshara purushaha and akshara purushaha. So the karya karana vilakshanam chaitanyam he calls it as uttama purushaha. So kshara purushaha, akshara purushaha and uttama purushaha. Or to put it in our terminology, the world is kshara purushaha. Maya is akshara purushaha, because maya is karanam, akshara purushaha. And Brahman is Uttama Purushaha. So this is the topic that is going to be covered in the following shlokas. We will read shloka 16. Dvavimau purushau loke ksharaschaksharayevacha ksharasarvani bhutani kutastokshara uchyate. In this shloka, Krishna introduces two purushas, the kshara purusha and akshara purusha. The third one he will introduce in the next shloka. We will see them. So here the matter aspect of achetanam or achetanam alone, that is introduced, the matter aspect, whether it is chara and akshara. Chetanam will be introduced in the next shloka. He says, loke imau dvau purushau. In this universe, imau, loke, the following two purushas are there. Imau means following. He will enumerate what are they. Ksharascha, akshara evacha. One is called Kshara Purushaha and the other one is called Akshara Purushaha. And in the second line, Krishna defines them. What do you mean by Kshara Purushaha? Ksharaha Sarvani Bhutani. All these things and beings, Sarvani Bhutani, are all together called Kshara Purushaha. Here Bhutani includes all the material universe and our body. We should not take Chaitanyam, which will come under Uttama Purusha later. So leaving the Chaitanyam, our body, our mind, the sthula shariram and the sthula prapancha, all put together, it is called Bhutani in this shloka. So all the beings and the beings together is called Kshara-purushaha here. And again, why it is called Kshara-purushaha? Because Kshara-ti, Kshara-ti means perishes, destructible. Okay, then what is Akshara-purushaha? Kutastaha Akshara-uchyate. That which is relatively changeless, relatively eternal. Watch the word, relatively eternal or permanent, that is called Akshara Purushaha. The most important thing to note here is the words Kutastaha and Aksharaha, they refer to Brahman of the 12th chapter. Yetva Ksharamanirdeshyam avyaktam paryupasate sarvatragama chintyancha kutastam achalam dhruvam. We already saw those words. In the 12th chapter, Akshara and Kutastha, they refer to Brahman. The Kutastha of 12th chapter and Akshara here. But in this shloka, peculiarly, the same words, they refer to Maya. So there it referred to Brahman in 12th chapter. Here it refers to Maya. And it is called Aksharaha and Kutastaha because compared to Kshara Purushaha, this is relatively permanent. Just as clay is permanent compared to the pot, because it is not destroyed at any time. Prapancha comes and goes, but Maya is not destroyed during Srishti or Pralayam. So relatively it is called kutastaha aksharaha uchyate. It is relative. And this is called akshara purushaha. So we should see here, we don't say Lord and world. The world itself is taken as one aspect of the Lord. And we don't name the world as world, but is called as kshara purushaha. Kshara ishwaraha. Maya is akshara ishwaraha. So everything is ishwara only. One is the perishable aspect of Ishwara and the other is the imperishable aspect of Ishwara. One is the changing aspect of Ishwara, the other is the changeless aspect of Ishwara. But everything is Ishwara only. So previously, one is called Aparaprakriti Prakriti of Ishwara and the other one was called Paraprakriti of Ishwara. So instead of that, we say here Kshara Purushaha and Akshara Purushaha and Uttama Purushaha. Now, having introduced Kshara Purushaha and Akshara Purushaha, Krishna will now introduce the Uttama Purushaha, the Chaitanya Tattvam, in the next shloka, shloka 17. We will read. Uttama Purushastvanyaha Paramatmetyudahridaha Yolokatrayamavishya Vibartyavyaya Ishwaraha. So, he is now introducing the third Purusha, saying, Anyaha Purushaha. There is another Purusha. Different from Kshara and Akshara Purushas. And what is his name? Uttama Purushaha. To use the language of the seventh chapter, it is Paraprakriti. Ksharam and Aksharam, both together, are Aparaprakriti, as we said earlier. And Uttama Purusha is Paraprakriti. There, Krishna uses the same language. Apareyam itastvanyam prakritim viddhi me param. That's what he said. Apareyam itastvanyam param. Here also the same language he uses, Anyaha Purushaha. And what is the nature of the Uttama Purusha? He says, Paramatma iti udahridaha. He is known as Paramatma, the Supreme Self, the real I. And if you take the same thing at the individual level, the Sthula Shariram and Sukshma Shariram, the gross body and subtle body, they will be what Purusha then? Kshara Purushaha. And Karana Shariram will be Akshara Purushaha. And I, the Atma, will be Uttama Purushaha. So at the body level, the Sthula Shariram and Sushma Shariram will be Kshara Purushaha. Karana Shariram will be Akshara Purushaha. And I, the Chaitanyam Atma, will be Uttama Purushaha. So instead of taking at the Vyashti level, individual level, Krishna is taking at the Samashti level, the total level. So, Uttama Purusha is none other than I, the Chaitanyam, which is Sthula, Sukshma, Karana, Shariraat, Vyatiriktaha, different from the gross body, subtle body and causal body. Avastatraya Sakshi is the witness of all the three states of experiences. Pancha Kosha Vilakshanaha is different from all the five koshas. Koshas, Annamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, Vijnanamaya Kosha, Anandamaya Kosha, all of them. Sachidananda Swarupaha. Atma eva uttama purushaha. Of the nature of Sachidananda. And where is he present, that uttama purusha? Yaha lokatrayam avishya. This uttama purusha pervades all the three worlds, lokatrayam. And this can be also interpreted in any way. Sthula sukshma karana prapancha or the jagrat swapna sushupti prapancha. He pervades everything. Or we can also take it as both the Kshara Purusha and the Akshara Purushaha also he pervades. Not only he pervades, by way of pervading Vibhatti, he sustains the three lokas, which means the Kshara and Akshara Purusha also are sustained by the Chaitanyam. Because the three lokas, they come under Kshara Purusha and Akshara Purusha only. And the Uttama Purusha sustains the Kshara Purusha and Akshara Purusha. And because of this, we conclude that Kshara Purusha and Akshara Purushas are Mithya. And Uttama Purusha alone is Satyam. Kshara Purusha and Akshara Purushas are Adhyastham. And Uttama Purusha is the Adhishtanam. Matter is Adhyasam. Chaitanyam is Adhishtanam. This is important because only then Advaitam can be established. Otherwise, Kshara Purusha is one, Akshara Purusha is two, Chaitanyam will be three, people will start counting like that. So, even though we enumerate three, two are Mithya and cannot be counted because they are not real. They don't have independent existence. And the third alone is Satyam. So, Vibharti. Not only that, Avyayaha. It is changeless. Literally, it is decayless. That's what it means, but changeless. Because we know Shara and Akshara Purusha being matter, they are subject to change. Shara changes to Akshara. Karyam changes to Karanavastha and vice versa. Therefore, Kshara, Aksharau, Vikarinau is there, whereas Uttama Purushaha is Avyayaha, Nirvikaraha, changeless. Najayate, Mriyate, Vakadachite, Ajonitya, Shashvatoyam, Puranaha, all those shlokas we say, saw earlier. And so, this Uttama Purusha alone is Ishwaraha. Nirgunam Brahman alone is called Ishwara in the real sense of the term, Nirgunam Brahman. So all the other Purushas are also Ishwara, but are also called Ishwara, but not true. For example, Virat also is called Ishwara. Hiranyagarbha also is called Ishwara. Ishwara also is called Ishwara. But they are all not true Ishwaras. Ishwara is the, in the real sense of the term, is Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Nirgunam, Brahma. That alone is Ishwara. Therefore, this Ishwara is going to get a title in the next shloka. We are going to see shloka 18.
Yasma ksharamati toham aksharada bichottamaha atos miloke vedecha pratita purushottamaha.
Why this third purusha, the Uttama Purusha, is called Uttama Purusha? The reason is given here. In Sanskrit, the word Uttama means superior. And that is why in the seventh chapter, we use the word Para Prakriti. Para also means superior. Uttama means Utkrishtam. Utkrishta Tamaha. The superior most. Tamaha is the superlative degree. And why he is called Uttamaha? Krishna says, Yasmat Kharam Atitaha. Because the Chaitanyam is superior to Kshara Purushaha, Ksharam Atitaha, Kshara Purusham Atitaha, not only that, Aksharadapi Uttamaha. Since it is superior to even the Akshara Purusha, that is Maya, so it is called Uttama Purusha. So Chaitanyam is superior to the universe and Maya. Why? Because universe and Maya are all Jadam, and Chaitanyam is certainly superior to Jadam. It is superior in many ways. If you want to give a relative explanation, Chaitanyam is superior to Jadam because Chaitanyam makes use of the Jadam and not vice versa. So if I make use of something, I am superior to that thing. I use the table. Table does not use me. So I am the controller. So I am the table is Niyamyaha. I am Niyamakaha. Control, Niyamyaha is controlled, and I am the controller. So Chaitanyam is superior, being the controller of the Jadam, and this is the normal explanation people normally give. But if you want to give a Vedantic explanation, Chaitanyam is Satyam, and Jadam is Mithya. Chaitanyam is independently existing, Jadam is not. Therefore, Nirguna Ishwara is superior, or Saguna Ishwara is superior, if you ask. According to Vedanta, Nirguna Brahman alone is superior, and that is why Nirguna Brahman is called Param Brahma. Therefore, he says, Ataha Purushottamaham Pratitaha. So, this Chaitanyam is called Purushottama. So, that is Uttama Purushaha is called here as Purushottamaha. Uttama Purusha is called Purushottamaha. So, Chaitanyam is Pratitaha, well known as Purushottama. Where? Loke Vedecha, both in the world as well as in the scriptures, in the Vedas. Purushottama neither refers to Krishna or Vishnu or Shiva as a person. One has to be very careful. Purushottama doesn't refer to any of these things at all, either Krishna or Vishnu or Shiva or anybody. It is referring to the impersonal reality. So, Pratitaha Purushottamaha. So, with this, Krishna has introduced the Nirgunam Brahma also in this shloka. Previously, in the Sarvatma Bhava topic, he introduced the Sagunam Brahma, and now he concludes the chapter by giving the phalam that we will see in shloka 19.
Yoma mevama sammudaha janati purushottamam sa sarva vidbhajati mam sarva bhavena bharata.
What is the phalam ఫార్ పురుషోత్తమ జ్ఞానం. బై గెయినింగ్ దిస్ జ్ఞానం, వాట్ ఇస్ ద ఫలం? నోయింగ్ ద పురుషోత్తమ, వాట్ డు ఐ గెయిన్? యూ షుడ్ నోట్ హియర్ దట్ నో ఫలం వాస్ మెన్షన్డ్ ఫార్ నోయింగ్ క్షర ఆర్ అక్షర పురుష. ఫార్ నోయింగ్ ఉత్తమ పురుష అలోన్ ఫలం ఇస్ మెన్షన్డ్. సో ది ఉపక్రమ ఉపసంహారౌ సో అభ్యాస అపూర్వత ఫలం. సి ఉపక్రమ ఉపసంహారౌ అభ్యాస అపూర్వత ఫలం. బేస్డ్ ఆన్ దాట్ మెథడ్, దర్ ఇస్ దిస్ మెథడ్, ఇఫ్ యూ అనలైజ్ ది ఫలశ్రుతి ఈస్ ఓన్లీ ఫార్ ఉత్తమ పురుష ది నిర్గుణం బ్రహ్మన్. దర్ఫోర్ ది ఐడియా ఈస్ ది ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది 15th చాప్టర్ ఈస్ నాట్ సగుణ క్షరాక్షర పురుష అట్ ఆల్, బట్ నిర్గుణ ఉత్తమ పురుష. దాట్ ఈస్ ది టాపిక్ ఆఫ్ 15th చాప్టర్. సో కృష్ణ సేస్ యహ మాం పురుషోత్తమం జానాతి, హూమ్ సో ఎవర్ రికగ్నైజెస్ మీ, యహ పురుషోత్తమం యాజ్ పురుషోత్తమ. హియర్ కృష్ణ ఈస్ టాకింగ్ యాజ్ పురుషోత్తమ. వెన్ హీ సేస్ మాం, దిస్ ఆల్వేస్ ద కన్ఫ్యూషన్ ఇన్ గీత, వెన్ సీసాస్ వెన్ కృష్ణ సేస్ మీ, వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ మీ? ఈస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ పురుషోత్తమ, ఈస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ద చైతన్యం. హూమ్ సో ఎవర్ రికగ్నైజెస్ మీ, రెఫరింగ్ టు హీస్ నాట్ రెఫరింగ్ టు హీ స్థూల శరీరం బాడీ which comes under kshara purushaha. He is referring to I, the Chaitanyam, Krishna Paramatma, not Krishna with all the peacock feather and all that, the one who knows. And how should one know the Uttama Purusha? He can never know the Uttama Purusha as an object, because any object comes under kshara or akshara principle, akshara purusha. It can come only in any one of them. Therefore, Uttama Purushaha can never be objectified. It has to be known as Aham Chaitanyam Purushottamaha Asmi. That is how one should know. It has to be only known as this. Iti Yaha Janati. The one who knows like that, and that also how? Asammudaha. Without any delusion or confusion. I cannot say, oh, can I be Purushaha? Can I not be Purushottama? No such confusion at all. It should be known clearly. And this can indicate actually two things. Number one, before coming to Vedanta, so Asammudaha refers to Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti before coming to Vedanta. And after coming to Vedanta, it means Dhrida Jnanam, firm knowledge. Such a person, he becomes what? Saha Sarvavid Bhavati. He knows everything. Means what? Knowing the essence of all things, which is Brahman, which is Uttama Purushaha, that is what he knows. And after knowing this, will he lose his bhakti towards the Lord? Because he has got the highest knowledge. Will he lose the bhakti towards his Lord? Krishna says, Jnani is the highest bhakta in the 7th chapter. He reminds that thing here. Saha Mam Bhajati. He still worships me. How? నతు భేద భావేన పరంతు అభేద భావేన భజతి. నాట్ థింకింగ్ దట్ హీ అండ్ మీ ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్, బట్ అభేద భావేన హీ వర్షిప్స్ మీ. సో హీ సేస్ సర్వభావేన, హోల్ హార్టెడ్లీ, టోటలీ, నాట్ స్టాండింగ్ సెపరేట్లీ ఫ్రమ్ ద లార్డ్. సో సర్వభూత స్థితం యో మాం భజతి ఏకత్వమాస్థిత సర్వతా వర్తమానోపి సయోగి మయి వర్తతే. That's what Krishna said in the 6th chapter. So, ekastvam astitaha bhajati. Here he says, wholeheartedly he worships. Worshipping is again nothing but abheda jnanam. Worshipping means not taking flowers and offering worship. It is abheda jnanam. The vision itself is called worship. The vision, there is no action involved. The very vision, the knowledge. He is never away from the Lord, ever with the Lord. His life itself is worship for him. And the word bhajati also has another meaning. He attains, apraapnoti. So if you take that meaning, jnani attains me completely. Instead of worships me, jnani attains me completely. So the phalam is ishvara praptihi, attaining ishvaratvam. That is the phalam. Shloka 20, the last shloka. Iti guhyatamam shastram idamuktam mayanagam. ఏతద్ బుద్ధ్వా బుద్ధిమాన్ స్యాత్ కృతకృత్యశ్చ భారత. నౌ కృష్ణ హీ గ్లోరిఫైస్ దిస్ టీచింగ్ బై సేయింగ్ దట్ దిస్ ఈస్ ద మోస్ట్ సీక్రెట్ టీచింగ్, రేర్ టీచింగ్. We have seen the meaning of Guhyam earlier in the 4th chapter, 9th chapter, Raja Vidya, Raja Guhya Yoga, 9th chapter, we see all that. Secret means what? Secret indicates what? Rareness. Guhya Tamam, most secret. Why? Because it can be understood only by a person who has sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, a sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha alone. And such people are very, very rare in this world. Vivekam is very rare. Vairagyam is almost nil for most people. Shama, Dhamma, etc. They are not there at all for most people. That is why this is kept a secret. Na buddhi bedam janayet. To avoid confusion in the society, generally Saguna Ishwara alone is taught because they don't want to create any confusion. Puranas alone are propagated. There are all these Harikathas and all that thing. They are much more than Vedanta classes. Purushottama is kept a secret. And O Arjuna, such a secret Shastra I have taught you. So you should value it and respect it always. He says, Idam Uktam Maya. This has been taught by me. Yetad Buddhva Buddhiman Syat. By understanding, by teaching clearly, that is after learning from the teacher. One should not just take a textbook and start reading. After learning from a teacher without any doubts, one should do mananam also independently. Without mananam, the knowledge can never completely be assimilated. So Krishna says, I have done this teaching. And Arjuna, you do your part of assimilating, and having assimilated, Buddhiman Syat, may you also become Buddhiman, a Jnani. That means without knowing this teaching, no one becomes Buddhiman. And only after knowing Purushottama, he is called a Buddhiman. Not until then. By physics or mathematics Jnanam, he is not a Jnani. The word Buddhiman here corresponds to Sarvavit of the previous shloka. Sarvavit Bhajatima. So not only that, one may ask, what is the benefit in practical life of becoming a Jnani? People might ask. He says, Krita Krityascha Syat. He will become Krita Krityaha, a man of fulfillment, a person of fulfillment. Krittaha means santushtaha. Pura Purnaha Bhavati. He will become Purnaha Bhavati. So by knowing this, a person becomes a Jnani and also fulfilled. Means what? That means what? Muktaha Bhavati. He will get Jivan Mukti or Moksha. With this, the Palashruti also is over. The Jnana Stuti also is over. And Krishna concludes this chapter with this particular teaching. Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishad Su Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Sri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Purushottama Yoga Nama Panchadashodhyayaha. Thus is concluded the 15th chapter. Called Purushottama Yoga. Now before we go to the 16th chapter, let us summarize 15th chapter. I have still another about 15-17 minutes. We'll do that. So we know that the 15th chapter falls within the third Shatka, the third group of six chapters of the Gita, like the 13th, 14th, all that. And so here also the topic is Jnanam, like the previous two chapters, 13th chapter and 14th chapter. And so this contains the essence of the Upanishadic teaching, given very briefly. And as was said in the introduction, this happens to be the last chapter of Gita and of this Shatkam, where serious Vedanta is talked about. After this chapter, not much Vedanta will be talked. The later chapters, they do not talk about Jnanam seriously at all. They concentrate on values. They concentrate on preparations, sadhanas. And this chapter begins with a description of samsara in the first three shlokas, wherein samsara is compared to a huge ashwatha vriksha, whose vastness, the vastness of that tree, is immeasurable. And the roots are invisible, and which continues in the form of parampara. In the same way, the vastness of samsara is immeasurable. The roots of the samsara vriksha, that is Brahman, is invisible. And this samsara continues in the form of parampara also. That is why the analogy between this ashwatha vriksha and samsara. So, this is naisarjikoyam lokam vyavaharaha. This description actually is borrowed from the Upanishads. which is in the Puranas also, Mahabharata, the place also. So having described the samsara, Krishna talks about the solution for samsara in the third shloka, in the later half. And the fourth shloka and fifth shloka, he talks about the solution. Here he talks about four steps for solution. Number one, development of detachment, total asangaha, that is cutting off the involvement of samsara, in the samsara. And number two, bhakti, surrender to the Lord for the success of moksha, surrender. And third, the values followed in the day-to-day life, which in the 13th chapter was called jnanam. In the 16th chapter, values were all called daivi sampat, we are going to see, and that is also emphasized. So detachment, devotion and values, these three are supporting sadhanas. Then the main sadhana is Vedanta Vichara, the fourth one, the inquiry into Brahman. So the words used, if you really remember, asanga shastrena dridena chitva, that calls vairagyam. Tataparam tat parimargitavyam, parimarganam. Parimargana means Vedanta Vichara. And tameva chadyam purusham prapadye, refers to bhakti. And so Nirmana Moha, Jita Sangha Dosha, talks about values. So all of them were briefly mentioned. Then the palam is what? Natad Basayate Suryaha, Nashashango Na Pavakaha. That is the palam. They will attain Brahman. And they become free from the tyranny of samsara. They become free. So up to the sixth shloka, samsara, samsara tarana upayaha, they both were discussed. Samsara and how to get out of samsara. Then from the seventh shloka onwards, Krishna talks about the nature of Brahman, which alone is the essence of the Upanishadic teaching. From 7th to the 11th shlokas, he pointed out that Brahman is not a mysterious force somewhere beyond. Brahman is very much available in every being as the very jiva, the very kshetrajnaha. So, mamaiva amshaha jivaloke. Amshaha indicates the jivaha or kshetrajnaha. And Krishna pointed out the presence of jiva, it cannot be doubted at all anytime. Because every action on the part of the body is a proof for the existence of shariri, the jiva. You are familiar with the word shariri and shariram. The shariri is the atma, the jiva. So our eating, talking, birth, death, so everything that happens to the physical body indicates that. So this physical body is different from the other matter bundle. And this difference is because of the Chaitanya Tattvam. And then Krishna says, even though it is so evidently available, only the people with a purified mind, Samskrita Antakarana alone can recognize that. Purified mind, Samskrita Antakarana. So, Vimudaha na anupashyanti, pashyanti jnana chakshushaha. He talked about all that. And we should know that the Samskrita Antakarana, how a person can recognize aham, the jivatma alone is Ishvara. This is the Paramatma. So, the Samskrita Antakarana, jiva Ishvara aikyam pashyanti. Jiva and Ishvara aikyam. And Asamskrita Antakarana na pashyanti. A person who is not evolved, who is not wise, he cannot understand. Apashyanti. So, the Jiva Ishvara Aikyam is the oneness of Jiva and Ishvara. That is the topic of all these five shlokas. So, this is the Mahavakya portion of Vedanta. Jiva Ishvara Aikyam. And thereafterwards, from shloka 12 and up to 15, it was pointed out that not only Brahman is in the form of Jiva, Brahman is in the form of the Jagat also, the universe also. Sarvam Kalu Idam Brahma. Brahmarpanam, Brahmahavihi, Brahmagnav, Brahmanahutam, all those shlokas we saw. That was pointed out here, which we generally call it as Sarvatma Bhavaha. And that is, first we say Paramatma I am, then I say Paramatma is everything. Brahman I am, Brahman everything. Both are equally important. And if you know only one of them, it is of no use also. Suppose I know I am Brahman, but I don't know that Brahman is everything. Then what will happen? Brahman alone will be a limited Brahman. and all other things will stand separate from that Brahman. Similarly, if I say Brahman is everything but not I, then I will continue to be a samsari. So not only I should know I am Brahman, everything else also is Brahman. Therefore, knowledge is complete only when I say both Brahman I am and Brahman is everything. For joining these two, I should say I am everything. Brahma satyam jagan mithya jivo brahmaiva naparaha. And this was done by taking the example of the sunlight, the moonlight and the firelight, the tejaha. And later, Krishna extended this to the eater and the eaten. I am not going to the details actually here because we saw it all in the last class only. So the moonlight alone becomes the nourishment as the annam, the food. The fire principle alone becomes the digestive system, Jataragni. As fire, Lord is the eater. As the moon, Lord is the eaten. So Agni Rupena Annadaha and Anna Soma Rupena Annam. Agni Soma Rupena Anna Annadav Bhavati, the eater and the eaten. And the eater eaten should be extended to everything else also. Seer seen, smeller smelt, taker taken, hearer heard, defeated, so all that thing. And later he said in the 15th sloka, he concluding, Sarvasya Chaham Hridi Sannivishtaha Matta Smritir Jnanam Apohananche Vedaischa Sarvai Rahameva Vedyaha Vedanta Krit Veda Videva Chaham. Summing up and giving the essence, that is, you know, the Pramatri, Pramana, Prameya, all of them, I alone am all the three. So Vedavit is Pramataha, Vedyaha is Prameyam, and Vedanta Krit Guruhu or Vedanta is Pramanam. Since Guru talks only Vedanta, Pramanam. In short, the whole Triputi Rupa Jagat, I alone am. Triputi means the threefold, the knower, known and the knowledge. So here alone, Advaitam is established. How? By the idea that there is nothing other than the Lord. Ishvara vetiriktam kinchit nasti. There is nothing other than the Lord. Thus, Aikyam was one important topic. Sarvatma Bhava was another important topic. Thus, Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, all the three are brought into one. I alone am Jivaha, I alone am Jagat. So, neither Jiva is there different from me and Ishvara. So, nor Jagat is there different from me, the Ishvara. So, I am the Ishvara. Jiva is not different from me. Jagat is not different from me. Therefore, Advaitam. With this, the Sarvatma Bhava topic was concluded. Then came the last and the most important topic from the 16th to the 18th shloka. In the Sarvatma Bhava, it was said that Brahman alone is in the form of the eater, eaten and all that. But that is a relative concept. And in this topic, it is said that Brahman is beyond the eater-eaten pair. So, dvandvadidam. Dvandva means opposites. So gagana sadrisham. So, tattvamasyadi lakshyam. All that thing. So, dvandvadidam or triputi atitam. It is beyond all that. So, nantaha pragyam na bahip na antapragyam na bahipragyam na pragnyaganam. So, the one, it's all different from all of them. And this was done by introducing Kshara Purushaha, Akshara Purushaha and Uttama Purushaha. Kshara Purushaha is Jagat, Akshara Purusha is Maya and Uttama Purusha is Purushottama or Brahman. These are the topics we did today. So Kshara and Akshara, they come under Apara Prakriti, matter. Whereas Brahman, the Uttama Purusha, he comes under Para Prakriti. And Brahman is superior to Maya and Jagat. And therefore, Brahman is called Uttama Purushaha or Purushottamaha. So the idea is what? We should remember, whenever we use the word Purushottama, our general inter-habitual thinking is, it is talking about Vishnu or Shiva or Shankar Chakra and all that thing with Vishnu, Lord with Gada and all that thing. That's what we think of Purushottama. And even it is popular among many other thinking that this is talking about Vishnu. Many people think that this talks about Vishnu. You can say this is talking about Vishnu, nothing wrong. but not Vishnu as a personal God, but Vishnu which is Vyapakam Brahma or Nirgunam Brahma or Purushottama. If one can think of Vishnu in that manner, nothing wrong in talking. But if you talk of Vishnu as the personal God, no, the one who is lying on, you know, on the Adishesha in the Shirabdi and all, no. So we can take it, you know, talking about Shiva also, same thing with Vishnu Shiva, no problem. So not like a Jadadari and all that thing, Damarugadari, all that. So Shantam, Shivam, Advaitam, Chaturtam, Manyate, that Shiva. So this is the essence of the Nirgunam Brahma. That is the topic. And the last two shlokas, that is 19th and the 20th shloka, Krishna talks about the palam and the glory of this teaching. The palam, he will become sarvajnaha. The person will be all-knower sarvajnaha. So yad jnatva neha bhuyonyate jnatavyam avasishyate. And also krita krityaha. That is the practical benefit. If we say sarvajnaha, people will understand. What is the great thing? People generally do not know the value of knowledge at all. Right? So, but people generally understand the values of peace of mind. If he says he is a very knowledgeable person, they, oh, so, okay, fine. So what? But he's a person with lot of values. So people generally understand the value of peace of mind, shanti. And so he uses the word, they will attain fulfillment. Krita krityaha. Sarvajnaha means intellectual fulfillment, and krita krityaha means fulfillment in values, in shanti, in all that. So we don't understand intellectual fulfillment because we don't have intellectual urge. Generally, people don't have intellectual urge. Only when a person wants to know, who am I? What is this world? What is God? Then only he becomes an intellectual seeker. Then this knowledge will settle in the intellect. Whatever he wants to know, that he has to know. He has known already. So the intellectual disturbance is known only to the scientist. It is, if a particular problem is there, it nags him. Till he finds a solution, he doesn't want to sleep. To such a person, it will give intellectual fulfillment. But in general cases, in the case of people at large, they don't have such a problem, but they have mental thirst, emotional thirst they have. We seek love, we seek care, they are all emotion. We seek mental companionship. We, all the emotional problems, we want to solve all of them. So krita krityaha means emotional fulfillment. One is intellectual fulfillment, another is emotional fulfillment. So we seek love and all that thing. So for intellectual fulfillment, for emotional fulfillment, for all fulfillment, this knowledge is great. This is the palam and the glory of this knowledge. That is, it is called guhyatamam, most secretive. It is the greatest secret, meaning that it is the rarest knowledge. So, samsara varnanam, description of samsara, moksha upayaha, the ways to gain moksha, jiva ishvara aikyam, the oneness of the jiva and ishvara, sarvatma bhavaha, purushottama or nirgunam brahma swarupaha, and the palam, all the topics were discussed in this chapter. So, these were the topics discussed in a nutshell in this entire chapter. And even though all these were discussed, the most important theme is the Purushottama Swarupaha. And therefore, this chapter is called Purushottama Yogaha. And Purushottama Yogaha means the word yoga is not again a sadhana. One has to understand here, in Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, yoga can be taken as sadhana. But when we say Purushottama Yogaha, there is not sadhana called Purushottama Yoga. Therefore, the word yoga means topic here. Purushottama, topic. So Purushottama Yoga means the topic of Purushottama, the Vishayaha of Purushottama, that is the topic. With this, the 15th chapter is also concluded. So now we will go to the 16th chapter in the next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti linasya parasa maheshwaraha. Sri Krishna arpanamastu.